What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Marathon Selling Podcast. And this show is dedicated to the salespeople that are out there trying to build up their own organizations, build up their own side hustle. And we've created a whole community around it. So if you're interested in having that support, interested in that network, man, go over to the marathonsellingclub.com. Try to provide a nice, safe place where you can come and vent about what's happening out in the world, what's happening at the whole workplace, and just make it just an easy place for people to really hustle and come together and share resources. So, you know, I'm on LinkedIn today, and I'm, you know, doing my little polls and questions and whatnot, and LinkedIn's algorithm definitely has improved to me ever since I've went on to that creator mode. So if you haven't done that, go check out the previous episode. It's talking about how you can create or become a LinkedIn creator. And I think that's just a valuable thing that if you're going to make content for LinkedIn, that everyone should do. So with that said, turn on that LinkedIn button. I think it's going to improve your organic reach on the platform. But I'm doing a poll, and the question was, do side hustlers make better employees? And I love this conversation. I love talking about side hustle, man. And, you know, I think there's some obvious answers that people would jump to, which is hell no. Like, hell no, they don't make good employees. Like, you would never want to, you know, have your executive or the top person at your organization building their exit, basically. That's how a lot of people view it. People view it like, hey, you're building this, you know, 5 to 9 or 5 to 5 a.m., you know, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., projects, you can leave your 9 to 5, I should say. And true, a lot of people do that. A lot of people have those ambitions. But a lot of people also realize that building a business, when you start getting into it, is a whole lot more challenging than what it looks like. You know, it's difficult to do it, one, as a part-timer, and especially off hours, right? If you're building a real business, that's going to replace your income. Possible? Absolutely. But it's a challenge. With that, I think what we're seeing more of is this gig economy really starting to take hold and take place. And, you know, for those that aren't familiar, people that just kind of work these projects, they're not like full-on career moves. They're not trying to exit and do this big thing where they have a huge company, where they're raising funds and all the rest of that. But it really is just an actual project and a way for them to kind of earn skills. For instance, right? Full-time, I work for a medical device company, and, you know, I spend my time, you know, selling people and creating content around the actual medical equipment that we have. But I got into creating the content because I started podcasting as a side hustle. Turned that side hustle into a podcasting agency where we start producing for other people. All this is on the side. I'm not leaving my job so I can have a podcasting agency. Could it make as much as I currently do? Sure, probably. But what I realize is that when you get into it, the workload, man, it's a lot. It's a lot managing other people's projects. Like, it's a lot managing your own stuff. But it even gets more when you start to run your own agency and manage other people's podcasts. So, you know, there's a really interesting Inc. article that came out that says why employees with a side hustle are better at their jobs. And, you know, if you think about it, and you think about the story I just told you about myself and now how I can create content for my full-time employer, right? Because I started side hustling as a podcaster or moonlighting as a podcaster, right? I mean, I'm gaining that skills off the clock. Company didn't pay for it. It's real world practical skills. It can impact the bottom line. It can improve what I do for the company. It makes me more valuable there, at least in my eyes. And, you know, it's one of those things, man, where either way, presentation style, the way I come across online has hands down improved because of podcasting. My ability and confidence to get on Zoom and just host a back and forth with a stranger has definitely improved due to podcasting. And the fact that I'm in sales, I mean, it's a direct correlation to how I communicate, and how I communicate, the more effective I am, the better some of these sales conversations get, which give me more opportunities to go about reaching quota. So, you know, I mean, there's some good things, man. Now, of course, the negative downside is that if your company culture does not allow for you to side hustle, like if your direct manager is frowning upon the fact that you have a side hustle, if the CEO is like, why the hell are people doing other things besides our work? Then yeah, that's going to be a bad fit. Like this period, like you're not going to be at a side hustle with the freedom and independence that you probably want from it and still keep your full-time job. So there's things to be mindful of, man. It's a very nuanced conversation. And I think that if we can get to this place of transparency between the organizations and the people and employees that are side hustling and moonlighting, I think it could just bring so many more skills back to the org, right? If the companies were allow and give some autonomy around that, I think the forward thinking ones are going to do this. Like the Googles of the world, they go about starting their own funds within Google, meaning that people, if someone has a great idea, they'll back that idea. Like, this is not a new concept. It's actually kind of old. Entrepreneurship, you know, is a big deal right now. Or it's been a big deal for over the past decade, but I think it's even bigger with the amount of tools and resources that people can acquire off hours. And like, as a company, why not double down into that? Especially if there's some benefit that you can, you know, parlay back into your full time, back in what they do full time. One, if anything, you'll have a happier employee. And now this is for the company culture. You can create a happier situation for your employees if you give them that freedom, because there's very few people that don't want that. Even if you don't want a side hustle, even if you don't want to spend your time because you're focused on the family, you just don't care about doing other projects, you want to focus on one thing, most people would want the freedom to choose whether they can have a side hustle or not. And that's the part that I think employees got to press into. It's not so much about whether, you know, you want to, you know, gear people up to leave your organization. It's not about whether you're, that's a very scarcity mindset too, but it's not even about whether that's a, you know, of course, if they're doing bad work, if they're not listening, if they're just not being a good employee, that's a whole separate conversation. That's not nothing to do with your side hustle at all, right? That's just them not being a good employee. But if companies could get their arms around how they could allow people to have the freedom and autonomy to really work their craft and work their career path how they best see fit, and they're just kind of like almost like the Yodas, the actual guides of that career for them, that those to me seem to make the best managers that really understand that and build the best company cultures that really get that. And I think those will attract the top talent for the decades moving forward. With that said, I would love to get your thoughts on this. Would love to know if you guys thought this conversation was interesting. And if you haven't seen the LinkedIn post, go check me out over at LinkedIn. I'm at Joe Alex Lemon. So you go to LinkedIn/Joe Alex Lemon. Or just do a search, Joe Lemon. You'll be able to find me. I'm pretty visible on LinkedIn. And would love for you to get a vote. Would love for you to weigh in, leave a comment. And of course, man, share the podcast, talk about the podcast. Man, leave me a 1-star if you thought I was trash. Leave me a 4-star if you thought I was really doing my thing. And either way, I'm going to keep rolling out this content. Up until next time, you guys be phenomenal.